A good amount of that money was paid by people that are really wanting to play more and play at a higher level than they were able to otherwise. There's a generation of people who are devoting themselves so much and so much of their lives and their finances to achieving the next level, either through tournaments where there's millions of pounds to be made in prize money, or just through spending money on the latest skins for whatever in a game. Now, for the people that play these games, this idea of leveling up is more important to them than anything else. They're always wanting to become better, progress further in the games that they love. Now, in our lives, we might not all play video games, but I think we can probably all see how it's important to level up. Whether it's in our workplace, or in our schools, or in our attitudes to others, there's always opportunities that come along that allow us to become better at what we do, and better at the interactions that we make. And I want today for us to spend a few minutes thinking about a guy from the Bible whose name means increase or add. It pretty much means to level up. Now, his name was Joseph. Now, Joseph, we're looking at this morning, is the guy from the Old Testament who had a technicolor dream coat. And every stage of his life can help strengthen us in our walk of faith. See, Joseph was a man who went through level after level of life, always striving to achieve more than what he already had and was. To understand why Joseph's story is so interesting, though, we have to go all the way back to the start. Now, nearly all video games have a tutorial or a starter level, an opportunity to learn how to play the game and often find out the story behind what you're going to be doing and playing. So we have level one, the tutorial. We know that Joseph was the most loved of all of his brothers, and this was marked by him being given the brilliant coat that we know by his father Jacob. But more importantly, we know that Joseph was set aside by God to do great things. This starter level, as it were, sets up the scene for the whole of the rest of the story. And for Joseph, he finds out about his future through a dream that's given to him by God. If you have a Bible, you could open it to Genesis chapter 37 now. If you don't, then the words will be up on the screens behind me. So this is Genesis 37, verse 5. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of corn out in the field, when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered round mine and bowed down to it." His brothers said to him, "Do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Then he had another dream, and he told it to his brothers. "Listen," he said, "I had another dream, and this time the sun and moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me." Now, in a video game, once you've completed the first level, the game often really gets going. And for Joseph, things got rough pretty quickly. In our lives, we might often have wonderful dreams, amazing ideas, and yet so often we can find that there's people or things that come in the way of us and what these ideas and dreams could lead us to. In this story, Joseph's brothers didn't like one bit what he was saying, so they decided to knock him back, and we get into level two, the pit. Now, I can still remember the first video game that I got really stuck on. It was an old Star Wars game, and unfortunately, there was nothing that I could do. I tried all of the buttons, I tried all of the doors, and I just could not get through it at all. Now, I, in the end, gave up on it because I just didn't know what to do. And I imagine for Joseph, as he's thrown into this pit, that he must have thought, "What on earth is going to happen to me next? How am I going to continue my story?" Genesis 37, verse 19 says, "Here comes the dreamer," the brothers said to each other. "Come now, let's kill him. and throw him into one of these cisterns and say that a ferocious animal devoured him. Then we'll see what comes of his dreams. Jumping forwards to verse 23. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the ornate robe he was wearing, the multicolored dream coat, and they took him and threw him into the well. The well was empty. There was no water in it. At this point, Joseph's own brothers had rejected him, and they'd thrown him into a well. His life was dwindling, and whilst he wasn't dead, what came next was arguably worse. And you have to remember, all this came about just because of a dream that God had given to Joseph. Going forwards, verse 26 says, Judah said to his brothers, "What will we gain if we kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hands on him. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood." His brothers agreed. And the story goes on to say, from there, Joseph was sold onto Potiphar, who was one of Pharaoh's officials. So we come to level 3, Potiphar's place. Now Joseph, all this time, has actually been following what God had wanted him to do. And in Genesis 39, verse 2, it says that the Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered, which basically means that everything went well. And he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. So why was Joseph, a teenager who was sold into slavery, suddenly put into this position of authority? Why was Joseph working so hard for Potiphar? Was he after good favor with him? Did he want to have better sleeping quarters, a better place to stay? No, I don't think he did. See, all of this happened because that's who Joseph was. And here's the first real challenge from these the levels that Joseph has fought through. We're called to live like Joseph. We're called to go above and beyond what's normally expected, and we'll be greatly rewarded for what we do. Christianity as a whole is about doing more than what is expected of us, because that's what Jesus did. We need to know as a church that God really does see us in our private places, and it's through these things that we're actually able to go up a level with God. Now what happens next? Now what happens next in private with Joseph's life sends him down a level to the world, but in fact, he goes up a level in God's eyes. Now Nick promised me he wouldn't laugh at this point, so Potiphar's wife asks Joseph to do something that he doesn't want to do. He really, really doesn't want to do it. She asks him over and over again to do it, but she also won't take no for an answer. I don't know if you can think of times in your life when this might happen, and perhaps in the end it's often easier to just give in and do that thing that you maybe know you shouldn't do. Joseph here in this story ran out of the house. And at that point, he thought he'd ran away from the problem. But of course, Potiphar's wife had other ideas. Potiphar's wife claimed that he did things that he shouldn't have done and that he abused his position of authority. So Joseph made the right decision to walk away from trouble. But as he's gone up a level with God, he's dropped down again to the lowest level in society. You can see here how it might seem to Joseph like he's fighting a losing battle. Twice now he's reacted in a way that might seem right to us, but both times have ended up with him dropping lower and being pushed back further, so much so that we now reach level 4, the prison. Now we're going to fast forward a few years now, and Joseph's 30, but he's still stuck in prison. Now nearby, the current Pharaoh has a dream that he doesn't understand at all. He asked all of his wise men and interpreters what it could mean, and they came up with nothing. Now a cupbearer, who used to be in the prison with Joseph, heard this, and he lights up. He says, I know a guy. So Pharaoh sends for Joseph, and just as God had planned, Joseph was able to interpret what had been said. The story continues in Genesis 41, verse 14. So Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and he was quickly brought from the dungeon. When he had shaved and changed his clothes, he came before Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Joseph, I had a dream, and no one can interpret it. But I have heard it said of you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it. I cannot do it, Joseph replied to Pharaoh, but God will give Pharaoh the answer he desires. Moving on to verse 37, Joseph's interpretation seemed good to Pharaoh and to all of his officials. So Pharaoh asked, can we find anyone like this man, one in whom is the Spirit of God? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has made all this known to you, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Wow, Joseph's life has flipped around yet again, and he's finally made it to the last level, level 5, the palace. Now, the story would continue on for much longer than I've got time for this morning, and I'd urge you to go away and read how this gripping story continues. It's got more twists and turns than a Swedish crime novel. But to take away from what we've looked at this morning, I think it's safe to say that most of us would probably like to be Joseph at this point. He's the prime minister of his country, and he's got God on his side. But I'd probably argue that we're not all ready and willing to go through the pain that he had to go through to get there, the levels that he had to endure before reaching this final battle. Joseph became a slave at 17, and at age 30, he became prime minister of the country. But all through this journey, Joseph had a dream given to him by God that led him to this point. The dream that he had was bigger than anything else that he clung on to. Now, the story goes on to say that he saved the land in the end from famine and led the country through a very, very difficult patch. Now, at age 30, Joseph stepped into power. And for us, in our walk with Christ, we need to acknowledge and accept that we're going to face challenges before we can get to this final level. People often think that being a Christian is going to sort everything out in their lives. I'm sorry, but it's not. I want to finish by saying this. Joseph's story is a picture of Jesus. Both were loved by their father. Both were rejected by people who were close to them. Both were sold for money. Joseph got put into the prison. Jesus got put onto the cross. Now, God always knew that he was going to raise Jesus up from the grave, and he always knew that he was going to raise Joseph up to this position as we leave him in the story. My question to you is this: what level are you currently on in your journey of faith? And where does God want to guide you to? Are you still in the tutorial, learning and getting excited about all that lies ahead? Or are you maybe facing your first battle as you're going through a difficult time? We all need to be ready to step up a level to go where we have never been before. Let's pray.